We're going to continue our discussion today in Mechitzas Rishus Hayachid and focus on Good Asik and Mechitzas She'ena Nikaras, which we'll see has halakha l'maisa ramifications when it comes to conceiving of community Erevin relevant to the literature about the Manhattan Erev. The Gemara tells us in Erevin Daf Peites Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the Perek, Kol Gago Sa'ir Rishus Echad, that if you have houses that are next to each other, adjacent houses, and there's a common roof, so that common roof is considered Rishus Echad as far as the need for Erev Chatzeros. If I have a roof that's essentially flat, but the roof represents multiple dwellings, there are multiple dwellings underneath this single roof, do you require an Erev Chatzeros to allow carrying from one part of the roof to another part of the roof? That's the Machlokes Tanaim in the Mishnah, the beginning of Parakol Gagos Ha'ir, Hey, test on the Aleph. Fine. The Gemara then presents Machlokas Rav and Shmuel a few lines from the bottom of the two dots. Itmar, within the Shita of Chachamim, Rav Amar Eimetalthalin Bo Ella Bidalad Amos. When the Chachamim say that Kol Echad VeEchad Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, Rav says, "In the Tathun Ba'el B'Dalad Amos," that even in a single roof, even in the part of the roof that corresponds as a shayach to one house underneath, you're only allowed to be metalto within Dalad Amos. V'Shmuel Amar Mutu Metalto B'Kula. Shmuel says, "No, you're allowed to carry within that entire area." Look at Rashi. Rav Amar Ein Metaltelin LeRabban and Begaga Samach LeChaveros. If I have adjacent roofs, so even in a single roof, I'm only allowed to be metaltel Toch Dalad Amos. Dekeven DeLeRabban Kol Echad Rishus LaAtzmo. Since each Rishus is independent, each area of the Gag is independent. VeHein Prutzin Zelazeh, and each one opens to the next. Osrin Zelzeh. Davalei Rishus Prutza B'Milua L'Makam Asula. So if one Rishus opens to another without a tikkun, you're not allowed to carry even within that one Rishus. And Shmuel says, no, most of the Talta B'Kulo, because Mechitzos Hamavdilos L'Matam in Adirin Amrinan Good Asik. Because I rely on Good Asik, so I view it as if there's a Mechitza separating the various parts of the Gag. Now the Gemara continues, V'mechitzos ha'nikaros t'kuliyama lo pligi. Everyone agrees to Shmuel that if you have mechitzos nikaros, then the sections of the roofs are divided, and you can be metalta freely within every section without any Erev Chatzeros. Ki pligi v'mechitzos she'ena nikaros. V'achlok is by mechitzos she'ena nikaros. Rav Amar ein metalton bo ela b'dalet amos. Lo Amrinan Good Asik Mechitzta. Rishmol Amr Mutu Latalta Makula, the Amrinan Good Asik Mechitzta. So the Machlokes is by Mechitzos She'enan Nikaros. Look at Rashi again, three lines to the bottom. Everyone agrees. The Mechitzos Nikaros. She'ena Batim Mechubarin V'yesh Aver Beneyen. So what's the case of Mechitzos She'enan Nikaros? I have multiple houses, and there's airspace between the houses. So this is house A, this is house B, this is house C. Each house has its own roof. Then everyone agrees these are considered mechitzos nikaros. These are recognizable mechitzos. And I say good asik mechitza. I view the walls of the house as extending above the house, so that is makif the roof. And each roof is a independent rishus hayachid, because those are mechitzas nikaros, and they say good asik mechitza. That everybody agrees to. What's the machlokas? Machlokes is about mechitzas she'ena nikaros. Says Rashi, what are mechitzas she'ena nikaros? She'agagin mechubar yachad u'mechasin ha'mechitzas she'beina diurim. Mechitzas she'ena nikaros is where there's no space between the houses. I have adjacent houses, and there's a common roof. So if I wanted to view each roof as an independent area, I'd have to have a mechitza. But I don't have a functioning mechitza here because, according to Rav, these are mechitza she'ein ani karos. If I'm standing on the roof, I don't perceive there being a mechitza separating house A from B or house B from C. And according to Rav, you don't say gadasik by mechitzas she'ein ani karos. I can't say that the mechitzas are viewed as being makif the roof. So Rav says, "Ematalchin about elvidal ramos." When it comes to mechitzas she'ena nikaros, mechitzas she'ena nikaros, we don't say good asik. Okay, so that's how Rashi explains the case of mechitzas she'ena nikaros. I have adjacent houses from the perspective of the roof. I'm not able to discern that there's a mechitza, and that's mechitzas she'ena nikaros. We don't say good asik. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos Dibur Maskil B'Mechitzas. So the first Tosfos quotes Rashi, without mentioning his name. K'shabatim mechubarim ein mechitzas habatim nikaros k'dapirish b'kundas. Sorry, it does mention his name. Okay. And then Tosfos says, V'nira, Dehu adin im hagag bolet chutz the mechitzas habayis. The chashiv nami mechitzas she'ena nikaros. So mechitzas she'ena nikaros, Tosfos agrees is relevant in this case, but Tosfos says it's relevant to the following case as well. I have a house, and then I have the roof that extends. There's an overhang to the side of the house. So where I have this overhang, this is also mechitzas she'ena nikaros, and I can say good asik to make the roof into a reshus hayachid. Okay, again, v'nira du adin emagag bole chutz mechitzas habayis dechashiv nami mechitzas she'ena nikaros. So it goes on about Marie. The Gagin Shalanu Shabolt in Roshein Lushes Arabim. So our roofs, the roofs in early medieval France, where you have a roof that extends off the house into the Lushes Arabim. The Avidi Ki Arzila, Lepirish Rashi, the Mefarish Ki Arzila Bishipua, Ki Gagin Shalanu. So you have a slanted roof. Have a Carmelis. The Lamin Carmelichista. The lechel and erigod asik. So, we said the lechel maisa. You have a house like this, and you have a slanted roof that goes like this. So here also, this is a mechitza she'ena nikaros, because from the perspective of the roof, the side wall of the house is covered. And I can't say good asik. So either in this case, or in this case, you won't be able to invoke good asik because those are mechitzas she'ena nikaros. So says Tosfos and the Ri.
We brought up in Seder, mm-hmm. why wouldn't the roof itself be considered like a tail?
You mean if it's a slanted roof?
Yeah, like that. Like why isn't that? Unless you want to say it's part of the house, but it's the roof. It's another structure that's on top of the house that, you know, protects it against it from raining inside, whatever it is. Why wouldn't it be a tail? Meaning it's 4x4, it's 10 to 12 high.
Even if that's so, Tosfos is focusing on this part, because Tosfos now is going to go on to say that this area is considered Nifras L'makom HaAsulo. Right?
Right, so, I mean, that would have to be assuming, though, that the part that's on the house is actually part of the house. And that,
right.
Which I'm saying, I don't know that you need to make that assumption. I'm saying, because if you look at the roof, then,
right.
then there's no reason to separate the part that goes over versus the part that's on the house, because it's all one structure. You're focusing on that structure. Seems like Tosfos assumes that the part of the roof that's on the house is considered a part of the house and not a separate structure. And the part that goes over is extra, or it doesn't... I mean, different people say maybe it passes the whole roof, but...
Right, even if you're correct, even if you viewed the area on top of the roof as a separate rishus, according to Tosfos, it's still the issue of Nifras L'makom HaAsulo if the overhang is viewed
as a separate
area. I'm saying
there wouldn't be a makom HaAsulo because it wouldn't be Asur since it's one structure. I think the structure itself would be called a Teah, that's what I'm saying. So it sounds like a makom HaAsulo. Obviously, you know, it seems like Tosfos doesn't feel that way.
Okay, so let's think about that. Okay, then Tosfos goes on to say that in this situation, where there's a overhang on the other side of the roof beyond the house, then the entire house is going to be aser b'tiltel because the roof is nifras miluo l'makom ha'aserlo. So if the overhang is going to be more than four tefachim wide, then that overhang is going to be an independent karmelis, and that's a makom aser b'tiltel. So the entire roof is nifras l'makom ha'aserlo, and therefore the entire roof is going to be aser b'tiltel. Right? That's the Tosfos writes as the extension of the Ri's position. The Achronim are bothered. Why does Tosfos have to come on to that? Why do you have to give the reason of nifras l'makom ha'aserlo to explain why the roof is going to be aser b'tiltel? Say more simply that you don't have mechitzas hanikaros, you can't say good asik, and therefore there's nothing surrounding the area on the top of the roof. The area on the top of the roof is not mukav mechitzos. There's aser b'tiltel because the whole roof itself is a karmelis, is not mukav mechitzos. Why do Tosfos have to focus on nifras v'milua l'makom ha'aserlo, tape away that the whole area is not mukav mechitzos? Because all I have are mechitzos shein and nikaros, and I can't say good asik. Why do you have to come on to the notion of Nifras L'makom HaAsulo? The Marsha here is bothered by this problem, Marsha on our Tosfos. The Marsha points out, you see from the Ri, that apparently this roof is still considered a Rishus HaYachid, even without Mechitzas Nigara. So even if you don't say good Asik, the roof is still considered a Rishus HaYachid. And then the only potential problem that would prevent tiltal on the roof is if it's nifras l'makom ha'aserlo. But in a chanami, if it's nifras to an area that's less than four tefachim, let's say, where it's not an independent rishus, an independent karmelis, so then the taka would be mutter to carry on the roof, even if there are mechitzas shein and nikaros, even if you can't say good asik.
I guess what I'm trying to understand is how would we understand the chachamim otherwise? Meaning, is there a way to understand the chachamim? They're saying, unlike Reb Meir, everything's rishus b'tnei'atzma, but what, it would be like a makom p'tur or something, you're saying, without the mechitzas nikaros. What are they trying to say? I'm saying, besides, meaning Tosfos, I'm saying, if we wouldn't
right.
have to try to figure
if you
it
wouldn't,
out.
Again, without Tosfos, the only case we're talking about the Gemara, according to Rashi, is this case. So over here, you don't have mechitzas, it's not mukom mechitzas, so it'll be a karmelis. Not a rishus yachid, it'll be asur b'tiltel because it's a karmelis. Mm-hmm. Tosfos says, an additional case, that this also is a problem with chisa shein and nikaros versus aser b'tiltel. So I could have said, even in this case, the same thing. There's no ad chiddush. It's not a rishus yachid. But Tosfos Tafka says, no, it's a problem difference of makom ha'aserlo, implying that the area top of the roof itself, if not for difference of makom ha'aserlo, it would be mukom b'tiltel. Why? Because no mechitzas. So the Marsha says, you see from Tosfos, that even the Amechitos, that area could be Rosh Hashanah, and the only problem Tosfos comes up with is Nifras Makam Asula. So that sounds like what we discussed last week, Machlokes Rishonim, how critical are Mechitos for a Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi Lishitaso, as we noted, Rashi in a number of places stresses that definitionally a Rosh Hashanah requires Mechitos. And other Rishonim, the Meiri was the most extreme formulation, but you have this among the Chochmei Sfarad as well, the Rabban Larash, Bashabas, Tzadites, with perhaps slightly different formulations than the Meiri, but for our purposes, they're within the camp that even without Mechitos, you still could have a Rosh Hashanah by virtue of an area being separate from the other Rishuyos. So that's what the Avnei Nezer points out. Avnei Nezer, Chuvas Arachayim Simen Ayin Resh Beis Osvav. Avnei Nezer Arachayim Simen Ayin Resh Beis Osvav. That the Rasha must have understood the Rii, like these Chachmei Sfard, he references the Rashba and Shabbos Tzadites, that even if you don't say Rosh Hashayachid Ola the Rekia without Mechitzas Nikaros, but if you have a separate level, that separate level could still be Rosh Hashayachid even without Mechitzas. The Avnei Nezer uses the line that Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrasho Shalom Arsha. Marsha didn't have access to the Rashba, and yet he was mechavin to the Rashba in explaining Tosfos. You know, Marsha didn't have access to these Rishonim who say beferish that you could have a Rosh Hashayachid even without Mechitzas. They weren't printed yet at the time of the Marsha, but the Marsha assumes that Tosfos, the Re here, are going with that approach even before those Rishonim were readily available. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes along these lines also. Shulchan Aruch Rav Simen Shin Mem Hei Se'if Kaf Gimel. Shin Mem Hei Kaf Gimel. He writes, V'shar Agag Alpha Pisha Ein Lo Ela Mechitzos Habayis. So in the case of Mechitzos Shein HaNikaros, the only Mechitzos you have are the Mechitzos of the house. V'ein Omer Behem Gudasek. Let's say in this case, these are Mechitzos Shein HaNikaros, so you can't say good asik to bring that wall further up. Mikol makom, kevin shabayif shetachta v'rishis hayachid, harei v'rishis hayachid olah l'rakiyo. L'hutzuchu lomer good asik, ela b'davr shetachtav, eino v'rishis hayachid gemura. Back of mechitza, sviva, you go an amud v'rishis harabim. So if you have an amud of pillars, then you have to come on to good asik. But if you have a house, a separate the roof on a separate level, so then it could be Rosh Hashayachid by virtue of its separateness, even without invoking good asik. This seems to be the assumption of the Mordechai as well. The Mordechai. Hagos Mordechai Perek B'chol Ma'arvin An Arsiga says Rav Amar Eimetaltu and El B'dalad Amos Lar Mina Good Asik B'chista. That's she just Rav here in our Gemara in Peites. Vidkasha Ma'ich Baslan. Why do you have to say you don't say Good Asik? How Rosh Hashayachid Ola L'Rakia? It sounds like you can say Rosh Hashayachid Ola L'Rakia even without Good Asik. You can have an area that's Rosh Hashayachid even without coming out to Good Asik. So then the only reason that Mechitzas Nikaros or Mechitzas Shein Nikaros poses a problem is because of Nifras HaMakom Asula. If you only had this picture, or if you only had this picture, so then the area on top of the roof could be Rosh Hashayachid. It's only because it's Nifras HaMakom Asula, that would be Asur B'Tiltel on the roof, where you have Mechitzos She'enan Nikaros. The Evan Ozer in Simen Shem Mem Hei does have a different shot in the Ri. a much more limiting pshat, not like we're saying for the Marshan, the Avni Nezer, and the Elder Rebbe, that according to the Ri, says the Evan Ozer, the only time he has to come on to this case of Nifrat Samakav Asurlo and doesn't say, well, it's not Rosh Hashiach because you have Mechitzas Shein Nikaros, is where you have Mechitzas Nikaros on three sides. So if you have Mechitzas Nikaros on three sides, if Rosh Hashiach Nina Torah just requires Gemel Mechitzas, so then you would have a Rosh Hashiach. And the only problem is that it's Nifras Lebakam Asala on the fourth side. So according to the Evan Ozer, the only situation in which the Ri is relevant by saying Nifras Lebakam Asala is where the area is Mukhaf Mechitzas on three sides anyway. Yan Mechitzas Nikaris on three sides. It's only the fourth side, which is the Mechitzas Shein Nikaris, where you have an overhang. And there, if the overhang is going to be the dimensions of a separate Rishus of a Carmelist, you have a problem with Nifras Lebakam Asala. But if not for that, then... if not for that, then in a chanami, if you have mechitzos she'ena nikaras on multiple sides, then even according to the Ri, the roof is not going to be Rosh Hashiach. So many achronim say the first approach, the Marsha, the Avnei Nezer, and the Alter Rebbe, that the Ri is going like the Chachmei Sfard, like the Meiri, perhaps, that you can have a roof that's going to be Rosh Hashiach even without mechitzos nikaras. And the Avin Ozer says, no, we would agree that you need Mechitzas Nikaris to be Makif, the roof. And the case that he's talking about is only where I have Mechitzas Nikaris on three sides anyway, and the fourth side is Nifras B'milua L'makam Asirlam. Okay? Good. Pashup Shad is that the Rush argues on this three. The Rush, Paratas, Simon Bays, seems to say that, like we assumed in Rashi, that you can't have a roof become a Rosh Hashiach without Mechitzas Nikaras. The Rush writes over there, Perek Tes Simon Beis, Hilkach Gogin Shalanu Shebolten Rashi and Rosh Hasharabim are roofs where you have an overhang where the roof extends into Rosh Hasharabim, v'lo minkra mechitzta, and there are no mechitzas nikaros, hagin karmelis. So those roofs are karmelis. The asir l'taltel gabin daladamos, and you can't carry on top of the roof. So it sounds like in the Rush, not just the overhang is a karmelis, but the entire roof is a karmelis. Again, gagin shalanu, shebolten roshei in Rosh Hasharabim, v'lo minkar mechista are roofs, plural, that extend to the Rosh Hasharabim, they're no mechitzas nikaros. Havian karmelis, our roofs are, plural, a karmelis. And therefore, asa v'teltel. So without mechitzas nikaros, the entire roof is going to have the status of a karmelis. That's what the Rosh sounds like, perek tes, simen, beis. And you don't have to take my word for that. If you look in the Karmen Nesanel, that's how he reads the Rush. Karmen Nesanel Os Aleph quotes Rashi. There's Mashma in the Rush. Afilu Ein Bablita Dalit, that the entire roof is going to be a karmelis, even if you don't have an extension of four tefachim. The Kol She'elo Shum Mechitza Ein Rosh Hashiachit, that if it doesn't have proper mechitzas, it's not a Rosh Hashiach. The kach kasa of Rashi lehedya. What Rashi does he mean? So he means Rashi tzadi beisam and aleph diber maskel afgag. Tzadi beisam and aleph diber maskel afgag. But Rashi writes kol she'ein la mechitzas ein Rosh Hashiach. But we quote a number of Rashi that say like that. That in order to be defined as a Rosh Hashiach, you have to actually have mechitzas. That's how the Korban Nesanel reads the Rush. That seems to be the simple reading of the Rush. The Rush is like Rashi, not like the Ri. That without Mechitzas Nikaros, you can't have Rosh Hashiach, period. The Magen Avraham did not read the Rush that way. You have a Shulchan Aruch, take a look at the Magen Avraham. Simen Shin Ayin Dalit Tzukat and Hay. Shin Ayin Dalet Sukkot and Hay. So the din here in Shulchan Aruch, Gag Katan Shenifras Kodem Shabbos B'Milu L'Gagod. You have a small roof that opens up into a big roof. Asul Halos Alav Kalim Shishasu B'Bayis L'Gagod L'Mutu. The small roof you can't bring Kalim into, the big one you can. V'Hu Sheyum L'Chisas Abayis Nikaros L'Misha Amin L'Gag. So when are you allowed to carry Kalim into the big roof? When you have mechizas nikaros, avalam eina nikaros, kigosh agag bolit alei and avi karmelis. But if it's mechizas eina nikaros, you have an overhang and the roof overhangs the wall, then that is the din of a karmelis. Says the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Hay. Quotes Tosfos Peites Mashma Dafka kishav boli dalu lushes arabin. What's the case of the re where you have an overhang that's at least 4 tefachim? Lushes arabin malecha satav. Then that overhang is a carmelist. The kaf mashma b'rosh. He says kaf mashma b'rosh. He must have understood the fact that the rosh daf is talking about the overhang case puts him in the same camp of Tosos. But it's a little hard to understand because the simple reading of the Rush, as we just noted, is that the entire roof becomes a carmelis, and as the carbon title says, it's not a function of whether the overhang is dalet tefachim or not. So the Magen Avraham did not understand the Rush that way, but the carbon title did. And the Be'er Lach, the Mishnah Berurah, says like that also against the Magen Avraham. Be'er Lacha Simin Shin Mem Hei Se'if Tezayin Shin Mem Hei Se'if Tezayin Mechaber writes in Se'if Tezayin Gag Habolet Al Mechitzas Habayis Be'inyan She'en Mechitzas Habayis Nikaros Omen Al Gag Habi Karmelis. If you have a roof that extends over the walls of the house such that the walls of the house are eight in Nikaros, then that's a carmelis. Says the Be'er Halacha, he quotes the Magen Avraham, says the Magen Avraham quotes Tosfos, and he writes that that's Das HaRash, says the Mishnah Berurah, well, the MS, the Rosh HaLashra came, the Rosh doesn't sound like that. Beis Meir asked on the Magen Avraham, and Siv Chaim asked on the Magen Avraham, a mistima saposke mashma dafilu bole da gag mashahu lachot l'ksalim aser kol gag v'tilto. Mistima saposke is not like the re that even if there's a little bit of an overhang, still aser kol gag v'tilto. Mishum the kevin shalemala l'gag enem alpisas nikaris enem shesayachid. The Stima Saposkim is like the Rush, like Rashi, that even if you don't have an overhang of Dalet Tefachim, even if you have a slight overhang, they're Mechisa Shein and Ikaros, and with Mechisa Shein and Ikaros, the roof is not a Rosh HaSayachid. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks the halacha that if you have mechitzas shein and ikaros, then the roof cannot be a rishus hayachid. There is a third position Berlach references here from the Gaon based on Yerushalmi. Tosfo, so that the end of that long Tosfo on Peites, quotes Yerushalmi. That you can have a Carmelist, you cannot have a Carmelist Lamala Meyasara. So the roof anyway would only be a Malkum Ptur, not a Carmelist. That's the Mishabura quotes here on the end of the matter, that Be'erlach, if you have it in front of you. Achem and Mishabura, they see Dasa Grav, Elia Rabba. So since the Gaon is makel based in Yerushalmi, that it's all Makom Torah anyway, then at the very least, if it's less than four tvachim blita, according to Tosfos it will be mutar b'tiltol, and according to Yerushalmi it will be mutar b'tiltol. So if it's mutar b'tiltol, according to two out of three possible shitos, then there's what to be makel about. Chazon Ish, Simon Mem Osvav. Simon Mem Osvav. As points out, it's difficult to assume. Let's assume like the position of Rashi in the Rush, that Dalas Falchim is inconsequential. If you don't have Melchizos Nikaros, then you can't have the roof being a Rishas Ayachid. So the Chazon Ish thinks it's difficult to assume that even the slightest bleat is going to be problematic. Because Yeshua Lassam said, you can't have, even in the case, classic case of Gadasik, like an Amud, so Yeshua Lassam said that there's not going to be a little bit of a blita. They discuss is maybe up to a tefach, maybe half a tefach. But to require that it be exactly even, he thinks is difficult. There is another position, Tshuvas Sha'arei Tzion. Sha'arei Tzion is the Tshuvas of the Bilsker Eloi, who was responsible for the upkeep of the Erev in, was the Erev in Warsaw or the Erev in Praga? I forget, Praga was a suburb of Warsaw, which is where Nachum Zemba lived on the other side of the river. So I forget what part of the Erev he was responsible for, but he was a bar plug on the Mishnah of Yaakov. He wrote a lot of tshuvas against the Mishnah of Yaakov. He was more of a Mako. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, and Rabbi Ezra Schwartz likes to point out in this context. Pasuk says, "Oev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion, Mikol Mishnah of Yaakov." So you point it out in the context of the major machlokesim between the Sha'arei Tzion and the Mishnah of Yaakov, Ov Hashem Sha'arei Tzion, Mikol Mishnah of Yaakov. Today, the Sha'arei Tzion, Chelek Aleph, Simen Dalet, Anaf Aleph, Simen Dalet, Anaf Aleph, points out there may be another sheet in Rishonim. The Ritva, Erevin in Arsugya, Erevin Sadi Amad Aleph, Dibra Maskel Varminan, the Ritva in Erevin Sadi Amad Aleph, Dibra Maskel Varminan, quotes to Sar Mikosi. Sar Mikosi seems to limit the entire application of Melchizas Shein and Nikaros to the Erev Chatzeros context and not to Nefes L'makam Aserlo. So that everyone would agree, according to Sar Mikosi, that even mechitzas she'enu nikaros would stem a problem of nefesh l'makom asher. So, meaning, if you have mechitzas she'enu nikaros in the case of the re, in this case of the overhang, so in order to not require an erev chatzeros to carry on the roof from one rishis to another, just one roof to another roof, you need mechitzas nikaros. But to stem a problem of nefesh l'makom asher, even mechitzas she'enu nikaros would be sufficient. And that's what the Shaarei Tzion thinks is true l'halacha. Chazon Ish argues on this. Chazon Ish, Simen Kuf Ches, or Simen Mem, in the Chazon Ish here, there are two competing simanim, two listings of simanim at the same time. I'm not sure how you're supposed to be misaying it. But the Chazon Ish argues both on the Shaarei Tzion l'halacha, and he argues on his understanding of the Sarmi Kosi. So we're not going to get into the details, but that may be another position out there in Rishonim. Okay, so this is all relevant. Rav Moshe writes in the context of bridges going into New York City. So Rav Moshe's original tshuva about the Manhattan Eruv, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, he responded to those Rabbanim who wanted to allow Tiltol in Manhattan on the basis of the existence of Mechitza Sayam, that around the entire perimeter of Manhattan, there were either existing mechitzas or there would be misakein where there needed to be mechitzas, either using mechitzas sayam or some combination of mechitzas sayam and additional tikkunim. But one of the issues raised is, what about the bridges that go into New York, that go into Manhattan? What's the status of the bridge? Is that a problem in Nifrat Samakam Asurlo? So Moshe analyzes this question in light of the Shitas Rishonim that we just discussed. This is a Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Anaf Gimel. Kuf Lamed Tes, we'll start with Anaf Aleph. Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Anaf Aleph. Uvidvar ha-gisharim ha-ovrim le-Brooklyn or le-Jersey City. Jersey City, I think it was just the Holland Tunnel goes to Jersey City. I don't think there's a bridge there. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's referring to, tunnels have basically the same issue here as the bridge. But he said, the bridges that go to Brooklyn and Jersey City, nirlani yasaiti detaya v'ashola shita shepligi v'gag shaboli chutz mechisa tabayis. Be'erbin peites. So that should be dependent on how we understand our sugya. Because what do you have? You have a bridge that goes into the city. So at one point, there are mechitzas that are underneath the bridge. From the perspective of standing on the bridge, those are mechitzas she'en nikaros. So can those mechitzas be viewed as being makif, the area of the bridge that opens up into the city? Right? The mechitzas she'en nikaros under the bridge, can that be makif, the opening of the bridge? So he says as follows. According to the Re, that you can have Arusha Sayachit even without Mechitzas Nikaros, that the fact that the area is separate, the area is above, like the case of our roofs, you don't need Mechitzas Nikaros to make it into Erusha Sayachid. So then he says that the area, the entrance to the city from the bridge, would have the status of a Rishus HaYachid. Meaning the bridge itself, on one side, would have the status of a Rishus HaYachid, meaning, let's see if we can draw this, you have, the presumption is that there are existing mechitzos over here and over here, and then you have aerial view, the bridge going over here. So you have a mechitza up to the bridge here, a mechitza up to the bridge here. What about b'makif, the bridge itself? So if you have a mechitza that goes underneath the bridge, that's a mechitza she'ena nikares, but the bridge itself could be considered rishus hayachid anyway. So he says, in the area inside the city over here, that could be considered mukaf mechitzas, but it would be a problem of nifras l'makom ha'asur lo. Meaning the part of the bridge that goes over the river is a makom ha'asur lo. Just like the blita in the Riz case in Tosos. But that's a solvable problem because you could just put a Sivas HaPesach there. It's nifras into a karmelis, presumably. So if it's nifras into a karmelis, you could be matir by making a Suras HaPesach. That should be true according to the Ri. So according to the Rishalmi, that there's no such thing as a karmelis lamalmi asara, the Rishalmi that the Gaon quoted, that Tosus has in the end, so then you're fine anyway, because if there's no karmelis lamalmi asara, the whole bridge is lamalmi asara, so on one side is a karmelis, the other side is a karmelis. So then it's nifras l'makom p'tur. So you have the mechitza here is functioning to be mak at the top of the bridge. We're not worried by mechitza shein nikaros. It's nifras le. It's not nifras a karmelis. It's nifras l'makom p'tur, and that's not a problem. The issue is going to be according to the Rush. According to Rashi, that you can't make a Rishus HaYachid without Mechitzas Nikaros. So the area under the bridge is a Mechitzas Sheina Nikaros. So how are you going to cut off the bridge? So here it discusses, well, are we really talking about a Rishus HaRabim or not? If we're talking about a real Rishus HaRabim, so then this area, let's say it's a Rishus HaRabim, so then you would potentially need Dulasos in order to be Matthew Tiltel, as we'll have to discuss as we go on. So if you have Shishim Rebo, so then it could be that the bridge is considered an extension of the city because it just goes straight into the city, and then you need losas. Or if the bridge is tezayin amos wide, if you don't need shishim bibo, it'll be a rishus harabim anyway. But then he says, well, since you don't have shishim bibo over him in the bridges, then maybe we'll be makel not to consider it a rishus harabim, and to rely on a Suras HaPesach. So ultimately, Rav Moshe thinks that the bridges are a solvable problem. In Manhattan itself, maybe it was just around for other reasons, but as far as the mark of the bridges, Rav Moshe ultimately thinks that is a solvable problem. This is all in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Anaf Aleph, and Anaf Gimel. You can take a look. Rav Schechter has a little piece on Mechitza Sheina Nikaros, which is reprinted in Ginas Ego at the end of Siman Ches. The Rav Schechter sees Mechitza Sheina Nikaros as a function of different ground levels. You can have a Mechitza on one ground level that is makif another ground level. So just like you can't have If you have walls surrounding the subway underground, you can't say that those walls are going to be back at the area above ground, because there's no shaykhus between the subway station underground and the area above ground. So if you have a mechitza on a bridge, that's not going to help to be makif the area under the bridge. The mechitza under the bridge is not going to help to be makif the area above the bridge. And you can take a look at the hashlachos that he discusses in that piece. Okay, I'll stop here. And next time, Yiras Hashem, we will begin the sugya of Asu Rabim, Ervin Kaf Beis. You should have been copied on the next Bar Mikomo sheet. And that'll probably take us through next week. Okay, just the next one will be Wednesday, Yiras Hashem. And next week, I'm not going to be here on Wednesday, so with your permission, we'll do Monday and Tuesday next week.
Last
time. Okay, so this week, next one will be Wednesday. And next week, Yiras Hashem, Monday and Tuesday. Again, we should finish Asu Rabim through next week. And then we'll go on from there.
Do you have the max?
Sorry?
No, did you get the next one?
You didn't get it? You look as shared with me?